Curious Country 97.3 Nash FM. I have with me Taylor Larson from Cuddles for Kids. Taylor has collected bears for our 97.3 Nash FM teddy bear drive for about 9 years, which is insane. But it's because you have kind of a personal relationship to it, right? Why do you collect so many teddy bears for us?
I help you guys out so much because when I was 8 years old, I was actually in the children's hospital for a ruptured appendix when I received a teddy bear from 97.3. And at the time, I was really sick and sad because I couldn't go to the Valentine's Day parties with all my friends. So it was nice to know that you weren't forgotten about on a day that would have been a lot of fun, but wasn't as much fun.
Of course.
And the neat thing about what we do is that not only is the stuffed animal a reminder that day that you're not forgot about, but as the days go on when you're in the hospital, it's something that you can bring everywhere. And for a little kid, they kind of view their stuffed animals as their best friends. When I had to go in for my second surgery, my parents couldn't come with, but my teddy bear could. So I wasn't completely alone in what I was having to go through. So it made such a huge difference that I wanted to be able to give back and let other kids know that you can make a difference and that you can do things no matter how young or how old you are.
So when did you start helping with your own drive?
I started the next year that it came about. I started out with just a couple businesses and it's grown into multiple businesses now. I think we're about over 30 now.
That's amazing. You've started Cuddles for Kids officially. I think it was something titled differently last year, but what is kind of your idea behind this whole non-for-profit or soon-to-be non-for-profit, as we've talked about off-air?
My idea around it is that stuffed animals can be used in many different places. You think about it, there's kids that are in orphanages that don't get toys and stuff, so it'd be something for them to have. People that have lost their homes in fires, they don't have anything. Those kids are without something, and when you're going through a hard time, it's nice to know that someone is thinking about you and that while you may be in a bad position now, you can overcome that. And I want other kids to realize that something bad can happen, but you can make something positive out of it. It doesn't have to stay negative, and you can make a difference no matter your age.
I love that our teddy bear drive 9 years ago was what has now driven you to make this just a whole huge part of your life.
Yeah, and it started from one bear.
One bear. So the power of a bear, the power of just one donation and one stuffed animal is huge.
One of the main things I try to talk about when I do assemblies is that, well, it may just be a bear. You never know how big of an impact it's going to have. It's just like when you're going down the street and you tell someone, oh, well, I like your shoes. You don't know if that just made their day, their month, their year.
Exactly.
You never know the impact you can have.
Absolutely. That's amazing. You have your own set of drop-off locations for your Cuddles for Kids, because we do, you can drop off a bear for the Nash Teddy Bear Drive here at our studios at 120 Eaton Street. You can also do it at Bob Lindsay Acura. But specifically for the Cuddles for Kids, which right now you are donating to our cause, what are some of the businesses that you can drop off?
Some of the businesses, I have multiple schools. I have the IVC districts is collecting bears. I have Midland High School's collecting bears, Tremont High School. I have Peoria Notre Dame just started this year. So we have a huge list of schools, but then along with that, we have multiple businesses. Chillicothe Town Theater, which is my hometown, is doing a special where if you bring a bear in, you get a dollar off your popcorn and drink combo, which is kind of neat. And if you want to check on Cuddles for Kids, I'll have a list on there of multiple places you can drop off.
I'll link that from 973nashfm.com as well, so that if you're, I like that you specifically have a lot outside of the Peoria area, because we just have our couple locations inside the Peoria area. If you're outside, you can't quite make it into Peoria, find one of Taylor's stops here. How many did you collect last year?
I collected about 1,400 and around there.
Which is kind of insane, because I think our total, including yours, was about 2,200. So you collected over half our bears, which is so insane. That's why I wanted to bring you in and actually have a special interview with you, because you are one of our biggest helps for this drive. So I want to thank you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here, and I really enjoy doing it, and it's an awesome thing to be a part of.
Well, thank you so, so much, Taylor, for everything you do, for coming in, making a special trip, and, you know, kind of helping me learn what our drive is about, because this is my first teddy bear drive. So I'm really glad that you are here to help us out as well. So
you're welcome.